We have Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance LLC joining us in the studio. So welcome back, gentlemen.
Thank you, Tom. We are excited to be back in the studio with you today.
All right, and Charles, can you tell your listeners how we find Skank Insurance?
Good morning, Tom. Good to be with you. You can find our office at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. We're right by Newton's True Value in that same building on the other end. Mm-hmm. And you can call us at 620-331-8800. And you can find us online at ins4unow.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
You're connected, man. You are connected. Got all the socials out there. Well, Gary and Charles, let's do a little role-playing today. Let's just pretend I'm 64 and a half, which is not a stretch. And I keep getting these cards in the mail. They keep talking to me about Medicare. You know, it's kind of overwhelming, and it can be a bit confusing. What do I need to know about Medicare?
Tom, you're not alone. Many people call us about the same question.
Tom, Medicare is a federal system of health insurance for people over 65 years of age and for certain younger people with disabilities. Mm-hmm. Medicare is split into four parts. You'll think you're in kindergarten. Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D.
Well, okay, Medicare, four parts, A, B, C, and D. So far, it sounds pretty simple. What's A?
A is like, think of A as the building. Okay. Part A covers your hospital stay, services provided by a skilled nursing facility. It covers hospice, things like that.
Okay, in part A, that's the hospital part. Now we get to B. What's B?
B, Tom, is the outpatient portion of Medicare. This is a Medicare insurance that will cover doctor's visits, outpatient care, home health care, durable medical equipment, preventative care.
Okay, so is there anything else that I need to know about part B?
Yes, part B does not cover normal dental treatment.
Okay.
Now, the only kind of dental that's covered in Medicare is damage to natural teeth due to an accident. But normal dental treatment is not covered. Normal, what we think about is vision or glasses, eyeglasses, that sort of thing, hearing, and outpatient prescription drugs are not covered under Part B.
Part A and B is also called Original Medicare. These two things are the foundational building blocks of Medicare, and we help people. You can call us at 620-331-8800, and we can help you answer any questions you have.
Okay, very good. That's great. So what Part A does not cover, Part B will? And who's eligible for Medicare Part A and B?
If you're 65 years or older, or if you're a younger person on Social Security disability and you've been there for 24 months on disability, or if you have end-stage renal disease, you're generally eligible for Medicare.
So when can I enroll in Medicare Part A and B?
Tom, you can enroll when you turn 65, 3 months before and the month of your birthday and 3 months after. You do not enroll in Part B. And let's see here. If you do not enroll in Part B, you'll be penalized unless you have employer coverage.
Okay, so I got to be careful here. So, guys, I want to expand on this a little bit because we do have a little bit more time. With B, how much schooling do I need to know about the ins and outs, or do I just make a call to you guys?
You just make a call to us. Everybody's situation is unique.
Uh-huh.
In fact, a customer taught me something the other day I did not know. You don't really need Part A when you turn 65 if you're in a health savings account at work. And I did not know that. It was something new I learned.
Mm-hmm.
And so every situation is unique. And we just encourage people to call us at 620-331-8800 and give us a call. We'll be glad to work out your situation.
And you generally need to find out if you need to get off employer coverage. You're going to get Part A automatically when you turn 65. There's no premium for that. There's no cost for that. But there, Part B, if you're going to stay on employer coverage, you don't want to go to Medicare Part B. But if you're going to get off employer coverage, you want to go to Part B. But you don't want them both at the same time.
So how do you know which one you need, Charles?
we can help do an analysis. We'll look at what it costs to stay on their employer coverage versus getting off employer coverage and going to Medicare Part B. So we'll evaluate that.
And we can make a decision. Let the client decide, do I want to stay on my group coverage or do I want to go to original Medicare and start down that road? They can know once they understand the deductibles and the cost and so forth with both plans, and they can make a decision.
Very good. And once again, contact and education is what you really need in order to get the education. Charles, how do we contact you?
Well, you can come to our office in Independence. We're in the old Kmart building at 2801 West Main in Suite A. Or you can call us. Generally, that's how most people connect with us, over the phone. Like I said, 620-331-8800. Or you can look us up on Facebook. We have people message us and contact us, connect with us there at Skank Insurance. Just put that in Facebook and it'll come up.
Now, from time to time, you've done these webinars, and I want folks to listen to this program because we might have an update on that.
Right.
That one recently just really went well.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And we have another webinar coming up on June the 9th and June the 10th, and that will be on our website. But June the 9th is 6 o'clock in the evening, and June the 10th is 11 o'clock
in the morning.
That's Wednesday morning, I believe. Mm-hmm. So Tuesday evening on the 9th, Wednesday morning on the 11th.
Oh, great.
At 11 o'clock.
Then that first one, you had quite a few folks jamming up the line.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had several, a good number of people trying to learn more information.
Good response.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Now, this is one of those things, and once again, I want to remind folks, if you're approaching 65, don't hesitate. Get your education now. Give the call to Skank Insurance and make sure that you are going down the right path, that you have all the information that you need, because it can get a little tricky. I mean, it's the government, and the government does some good things, but sometimes they just write it a little funny. You really need somebody to help navigate you through those waters.
Somebody told me the other day, they said, I've never been old before, and now I've got to learn this. And so most people only retire once in their life.
Uh-huh.
And so this is definitely a new hurdle to get through in life. But this is where we specialize. This is what we do. We help people in this area. And as always, you can find us at 2801 West Main, Suite A in Independence. If you come into town from Bartlesville, if you go past Walmart, the next building down basically is our building. And you can call us at 620-331-8800. And you can also find us on the internet at INS4UNOW Insurance. Is INS4UNOW.com. And also find us on Facebook.
For today, we talked about original Medicare, and we talked about Part A and B. And again, I keep getting all these commercials. I keep seeing that for Medicare Advantage plans. So when it comes to these Medicare Advantage plans, what can you tell me about these things?
Tom, they may be a disadvantage plan.
Oh, my.
But they could be a Medicare Advantage plan. It all depends on your situation. And Medicare Advantage plan is what's known as Part C of Medicare. And it basically, with a Medicare Advantage plan, you are choosing a private company to be your Medicare provider. So when you do that, you're opting out of Medicare. You still pay your Part B premium, which for most people is $144.60 a month. But if you choose a Medicare Advantage plan, the Medicare Advantage plan is primary, and Medicare has no responsibility for your bills any longer. So sometimes you can have no premium with a Medicare Advantage plan, but you will have copays. But by law, the Medicare Advantage plan is supposed to be as actuarially sound or as equal beneficial to you as just plain Medicare by law.
All right. And what about my prescriptions with the Medicare Advantage plan? How does that work?
Most Medicare Advantage plans offer a prescription drug coverage. They're sort of like an all-in-one package. There's a few that don't, but a majority have prescription drug coverage. And just to add to what Dad said, there's two downsides to an Advantage plan, typically. Normally, there's copays. So maybe you go to the doctor and you have a copay, you go to the ER, you have a copay, you have an ambulance ride and you have a copay. But the good thing is those copays have a maximum that they can hit. So you can know that your copay is not going to get any worse. Let's say, for example, $3,300. And once it hits $3,300, you have no more copays for the rest of the year. In that example, the second downside that Advantage Plan generally has is that there are networks. So you want to make sure when you're evaluating an Advantage Plan that your hospital is in network, that your doctor's in network, your specialist is in network. Make sure that they accept the Advantage Plan, because if they don't, you're going to pay a higher price. You have maybe a higher copay, or maybe even the doctor could say, hey, I don't want to see you, or I can't see you with that Advantage Plan. So you do want to make sure that it's the right fit for you, and that's what we help our clients do. We evaluate their doctors, evaluate their situation, and help them to figure that out.
And another thing I would add to that is that it's important that you look at your drugs. We have a database that we use. We enter your prescriptions. We enter the pharmacy that's your pharmacy. And we look at your drug costs on the Medicare Advantage plan as compared to a standalone prescription drug plan. And we help evaluate their drug costs as well as the other copays and out-of-pocket expenses. So it's important that we know exactly what's going on in your situation to help guide you to the right thing. But basically, a Medicare Advantage plan is an all-inclusive, meaning that it takes care of your Part A, Part B, and it is Part C, and it, most of the time, like Charles mentioned, it has a drug plan in it.
Okay, so what is the main difference between the original Medicare and the Medicare Advantage plan?
So with the original Medicare, you have Part A and B, mm-hmm. and generally that covers 80%. Medicare pays 80% of your bills. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a 20% that you're on the hook for. Mm-hmm. And you might think, well, that 20%, that doesn't sound like a big deal, right?
Sure.
But if you have $1 million worth of bills, 20%, which is not hard in these days, 20% of that is $200,000 that you're on the hook for. And so what people do when they have original Medicare is many times they get a supplement. You know, a vitamin supplement supplements a meal. Mm-hmm. A Medicare supplement supplements your Medicare coverage, goes alongside of it. And when you have a Medicare supplement and Medicare, you can know that your bills are only going to get so bad and you're not going to have that $200,000 shocker possible.
Yeah. Boy.
Wipe out your 401k.
Right.
Oh, boy.
Right. So original Medicare has holes in it, and a Medicare supplement helps to cover those holes. A Medicare Advantage plan helps to cover the holes in a different way. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it still offers protection and safety from catastrophic events like that.
Yeah. The thing I would want to say also is that with a Medicare Advantage plan and networks, if you have cancer and you want to go to Houston mm-hmm. or Mayo, they may not be in the network. And so you want to think through that process and evaluate it before when you're looking at these choices. You want to know what's going on with those choices if you have to make those choices. And you want to compare the cost of drugs on a Medicare Advantage plan versus a standalone plan. I did that for myself personally this past year, and there was like $500 difference in my drug cost for the year between a Medicare Advantage plan and a standalone drug plan. So it just helps. You just need to know, just need to understand, and we can help with those choices. We can help you understand what's going on and give you information so you can make an informed decision.
You're there to help us navigate and to wander confidently through these kind of, you know, strange waters.
Yeah.
How can they get a hold of you, though? I know how to get a hold of you, but how can folks listening in get a hold of you?
Well, you can find us at 2801 West Main, Suite A there in Independence. Come into town, go past Walmart. We're in the next building down. And you can find us, you can call us at 620-331-8800. Or you can find us online at ins4unow.com or on Facebook.